Hello, peoples of the internet. Welcome to Troika number 57, Stars of the Lid Forever. The band Stars of the Lid should be a familiar name to anyone who's read the Hicks Design Journal or ever listened to Troika. The ambient duo featured on this podcast more than any other artist, from the very first episode, then on episode 31. Episode 45 was a tribute to band member Brian McBride, who had just passed away. And then last year on my blog, when I wrote up my top 15 albums of all time, Stars of the Lid were number 1 and number 4. Safe to say, I'm a big fan. And this episode is to celebrate the launch of my new side project, Stars of the Lid Forever. It all started with a blog post where I had gathered a list of Stars of the Lid live recordings that I'd found online. And just a few weeks later, one of their team got in touch and mooted the idea of making it into a proper website, which became starsoftheliforever.com, to archive all these bootleg shows and some more that have come to light. It's an unofficial project, but surviving Stars of the Lid member Adam Wiltsey has given it its blessing, along with providing some extra video footage. When Stars of the Lid performed live, they were augmented with a string quartet, as well as Luke Savisky's mesmerising projected visuals. I would give anything to be able to experience that again. And if you want to get a little taster of what that live experience was like, just watch the tour diary film on the website. While much of the photo and video material that I'd sourced for the site turned out to be frustratingly low res, the quality of the short film by director Andrew Telling, following them on the 2016 European tour, is incredible. It's cinematic. Watching back those scenes from the show at the Barbican, which was the last time I ever saw them perform, it genuinely moved me to tears. It was that special. The process of creating the site involved me listening in depth to all the recordings and making sure that the tracks were split and labelled correctly. I have chosen my three favourite performances from the 18 shows that were featured on the site. The first of these is Requiem for Dying Mothers, which is a long piece of music that's actually split into three separate parts. There's a part one, a part two, and in the middle there's another bit called Requiem String Melody. And this was recorded in 2015 by Boiler Room at St. Agnes Church in New York City. Thank you. The next live recording is one of my favourite Stars of the Lid tracks. It comes from their 2007 album, Stars of the Lid and Their Refinement of the Decline, and it's called Even If You're Never Awake. And this particular version was recorded at the Echoplex in Los Angeles in 2008.
Thank you.
So the final recording today comes from the show at the Barbican in 2016. This was the show that I was at. And as well as having a string quartet, this tour also featured Francesco Donadello playing the massive Moog 55. And that just adds to that whole lovely drone sound in the background behind all the strings. Now, normally when they play live, they would never usually announce song titles. But for some reason, every time I saw them play, they would always announce this one.